This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What is up, everybody? Happy Saturday. Groundhog Day. Saturday, April 4th. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop in Ashburn, Virginia.
John Paul Flame.
What's up? We got half the junkies here. Junkies representing all weekend, by the way. Cakes is on with Dukes after us. EB's on Sunday morning at 9 with Grant Paulson. We actually got a big show planned out.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, coming up in about 20 minutes, our former producer for many, many years, started with Junkies when he was a teenager and worked with us for over a decade, Brett Oliverio, who took over Sup Dogs at East Carolina, expanded it to North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He did it again, back-to-back national champions.
That's right. That's
Sup Dogs wins the Barstool Best College Bar in America once again. Thank you to all the Junkies listeners who helped get him over the top. That guy is a master marketer. We will talk to him at 9:25.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we spent some time on the show talking about D'Angelo Hall's comments, the former Redskins corner, who said he thinks it's going to be really tough for Dwayne Haskins to emerge as the starting quarterback for the Redskins. We're going to get Sean Springs' take on that. We'll go to another ex-Redskins corner, Sean, who has a relationship with Dwayne Haskins. We'll get his take on that. He's going to join us at 10:25. And then your pal Denny McCarthy is going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock, right?
Denny McCarthy has been on PGA Tour for the last, 2.5 years. Local kid, went to Georgetown Prep. He's from Tacoma Park, Silver Spring area. Went to Georgetown Prep, All-American at UVA, and then obviously moved on to the Web.com, which is now the Corn Ferry Tour. But he is a PGA Tour professional, lives
the
down
Corn
in Jupiter.
Corn Ferry Tour?
That's
what is Corn Ferry?
I'd have to look up Corn Ferry.
I mean, I don't even know what product that is.
I'll tell you right now. That's how quick I am on the old. It is a consulting firm and
gotcha.
Headquartered in L.A. Anyway, so the Web.com turned into the Corn Ferry Tour, which is their sponsor. But he's been a PGA Tour professional for the last 2 years. And we'll just catch up with him, see how, you know, how he's doing, how he's dealing with this.
Yeah, what a golfers
do. Kind of represent
depends,
all the tour players.
It depends on the state. And I skipped over Boog Shambi. We're going to talk to John Shambi from ESPN at 10 o'clock. He normally would be calling baseball games right now. And
correct.
We'll find out the latest. I know that there are more and more discussions of leagues shutting it down. The rumor going last night is the NBA is just going to call it quits, which is somewhat surprising to me. I figured that they would hold out, and Adam Silver is very creative, and maybe they would hold out and figure something out. Maybe they could do it in July or even August and do some sort of tournament if it goes that far. Mm-hmm. But at least the rumors are they may be pulling the plug now. And shocker, they're asking the players to take a 50% pay cut.
Starting this month, yeah. It's not really news to me. Maybe the pay cut part is, but it's not news to me that they're focusing on the cancellation. It's just, I've said for the last couple of weeks, I don't think that we're going to see the NBA again this year until the fall, and then the NHL will be canceled. I believe Major League Baseball might even cancel. So we'll see. I mean, the NBA, Adam Silver's probably thinking, you know, if the longer this drags on, the deeper in the summer that we get, it really affects next year. And the preparation for these teams and players in the fall for next year. So, I think they're just going to pull the plug and then hopefully start on time next fall.
Yeah,
by the way, real quick, I wanted to tell you that I talked to D'Angelo Hall, and you were talking about having Sean on. to react to D'Angelo's comments about Haskins. I talked to him yesterday. We were going to have him on today, but you had already booked Sean, so I think we're going to move D'Angelo to next Saturday. He was playing golf today. He said he could do it. He just had to figure out his tee time and when he was available. But
priorities.
Exactly. I played yesterday, and we'll get into that. But D'Angelo will be on the show next Saturday, I believe.
Good. I think he was on with Grant Paulson and Funny Danny yesterday.
Yeah, so we'll get
if you want to go to the Raider.com app, you can rewind and hear him. And we'll get into it a little bit later. Look, some people are going to be in D'Angelo's camp and believe that a guy like Kyle Allen, who has more experience and has played in the system under Ron Rivera and Scott Turner, the new offensive coordinator, is going to have a leg up and emerge as a starter. Others are going to say, well, Dwayne Haskins is his number one pick, got paid a lot of money, showed some flashes last year. We had Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus on yesterday. He actually was high on Dwayne, looking at every throw, not just looking at the touchdown-interception ratio, but actually breaking down every throw, and they believe that Haskins will be the franchise quarterback and is just more talented. And generally, if you're drafted in the first round versus the sixth round, you're more talented.
Yeah, I don't believe you're talking about Kyle Allen.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't believe Kyle Allen was drafted.
Oh, he wasn't even drafted.
Yeah, I believe he was undrafted.
Yeah. So we'll get into that.
You're right. I mean, quarterbacks who are undrafted usually don't turn into superstars or even starting quarterbacks. I mean, I know in a pinch they can, like Kyle Allen was last year. But, you know, it's a good sports debate. And hopefully at some point, JP, we can debate this based on video evidence and not just, you know, the hopes that we're going to see these guys play sometime soon.
Speaking of video evidence, now it's not video evidence, but I couldn't believe my eyes last night. And we had talked about it. And when the time came, I actually put on ESPN, and I just was curious to see what was happening. Mm-hmm. And when I put it on, it was Kevin Durant with the headset like we're wearing, playing a video game against, I believe he was playing Derek Jones Jr. I can't even remember exactly who he was playing.
I think it was, yeah.
It was awful television. It really was bad. I couldn't believe it. And then, so ESPN, I was actually looking for stories for today's show on my computer, which is not... I didn't have a laptop in front of the TV, so I was actually using a desktop, which was about 10 feet away. So I was kind of listening to it, and they weren't even talking that much in the headset. And then they actually went away from it at 8:30. So I don't know if ESPN aired more than the half hour. It might have started before 8. I popped it on like around 8:20, right?
All right.
So I caught like the last 10 minutes, and they were like, oh, go over to ESPN 2 to watch it. Do you know what ESPN was airing after they clicked away from – the Kevin Durant video game matchup?
No idea.
They're doing movie nights. That's how desperate they are for programming. So I think they were showing a movie which I haven't seen, Glory Road.
I've not seen. That's the basketball movie, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I've not seen that.
But, I mean, that's how – look, we're a sports show, but we've always been a friendship/life show. We talk about our lives and joan on each other and do other things on the show. ESPN is sports, and when there are no sports, they are desperate.
Well, I haven't watched ESPN. Let's see, we're in April 4, right? I probably haven't watched ESPN since mid-March. I just have no interest. I didn't want to watch any of the tape games or, you know, the old games that they were replaying. I don't even watch SportsCenter. Do they have SportsCenter on daily?
Yeah, I haven't, you know, I'm kind of like you. I haven't been checking it out a lot, but I would assume that they have SportsCenter. I'm going to guess that they still do some of their NFL shows because we've had – you know, NFL news coming in. But other than that, you know, they just, they don't have games.
I assume
they play some old games. And I'm not really into it. I saw the story yesterday that Red Zone, I think, is going to play like the entire season from last year.
I mean, what else are you going to do, right? You can only talk about the draft so much when you got to fill 24 hours. It sucks, bro. I mean, we've been talking about it all week, just kind of looking for things to do and things to watch. Yesterday, luckily, I was able to go out to Evergreen Country Club. I got to thank the good people out there in Haymarket. They had me out. We played golf, and it was blustery. It was very windy, but it was a beautiful day.
But at least you can do that, because in Maryland,
right.
You can't.
Maryland, you can't, right. So, you know, that filled, you know, 4 or 5 hours for me yesterday, and then came home and had some dinner.
Is it? The experience playing with your buddies, it would be great to play with my buddies anything, to be honest with you, but playing golf with your buddies, is it dramatically different with the separate carts and all of that stuff, or is it pretty much the same?
It's the same. One guy walked, and so the other three took three separate carts. You know, you're not touching the pins. We had a little match, and it was fun. You know, it's competition. You're out there. You're not just sitting in the house. You know, you can socialize a little bit. Had a couple drinks afterwards. It was fine. It's believe me, I look forward to it.
I would, yeah, I would look forward to it if I had the option to do that. Plus, like, if you're not doing that, the day kind of crawls. You know, you talk about these mega walks you go on with your family or your dog.
Right.
That's about all you can do.
That's all you can do, man. And actually, I may even think about joining Evergreen temporarily until this all kind of blows over.
Nice.
And I talked to the GM yesterday, and we kind of worked out a little deal. I hope that it all – I want it to happen, but we just have to work out some of the financials. But, you know, if I can join that club, which is only 20 minutes from my house, and I could go out there and play a couple times a week throughout the summer while there's nothing else to do, that would really help my life. I would really – it would fill a big void. So I'm hoping that that's going to happen here in the next couple of days.
Absolutely. You know, besides you playing golf, you've been binging on TV. Everybody is binging on TV. I'm behind. I feel bad. Last night, I thought about it. I almost was just going to power through and just watch Ozark, which would have taken me till about 2:30 in the morning. So I still have about three episodes left. The only reason I didn't was our little one woke up at like 12:30, and usually I close the door and there's a little latch to prevent her from opening the bedroom door up high. And I forgot to do that, and she got out of her bed, opened the door, and jumped into the bed with me and Jess while I was watching Ozark.
Well,
I think we were on episode 7.
She would have just fallen asleep.
Probably, but I was like, it was 12:30. Okay.
Yeah, time to go. 12:30,
and Ozark is that addictive that I felt like, yeah, I probably could just ride this out. And in the grand scheme of things, what difference does it make? It's Groundhog Day every day. It's not like, okay, I'm suffering on sleep, but I mean, I'll just get sleep on the back end or during the day or somewhere. I mean, what else do I have to do? So I think probably finish Ozark tonight. Have you advanced on Bloodline?
I did not watch any yesterday, but I'm gonna watch probably 3 or 4 episodes today, and maybe I don't even know how many episodes there are in the first season. 10
probably.
Yeah, I'll probably finish the first season this weekend. Yeah
it's really good acting.
I like it.
It's an old show, but it's really, really good.
It's not that old. It's only like 3 years old.
Yeah, but I also feel like it didn't get as much hype as some of these shows nowadays. Like, I actually think it's as good as Ozark.
I like it.
Just my opinion. But it doesn't get the hype that Ozark does.
The acting is great. And the sister, the girl that plays the sister, she's hot. Not sure of the actress's name, but she's money.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Chloe Sevigny fan, always have been.
See, now it's been a while since I watched it. What does she play in that show?
Chloe Sevigny plays the sister of Danny's buddy, you know, the shady dude, the bald-headed guy.
Yeah.
So, I'll get back into that this weekend. But so I wanted to tell you real quick that yesterday, you know, it was so windy out, but I told him, and one of my buddies said, you know what, let's just bail and play next week when it's not as windy. I said, dude, what else are you going to do? You're just going to sit in the house? So I convinced him to go out there and play. And I mean, the gusts were like 30, 35 miles per hour, maybe even more at some point. I mean, my hat blew off a couple times. And so I actually birdied one. And so we won the first hole. I chipped in from the fringe. And we won the first hole. We didn't win another hole until hole 12. So we were 4 down on the front 9. We were getting our butts kicked on the front 9. Came back, won the back 9, and ended up losing like $9. But
$9.
But the wind was so brutal at some points because you had to factor in, you know, a certain extra yardage on certain shots. And, you know, I'm not a wind player. I rarely play in the wind. Not like that. So it probably cost me 5 or 6 strokes, but it was really cool to play yesterday. It was fun, and the people at Evergreen are awesome.
Where exactly is Evergreen? What city?
It's in Haymarket. It's off of 15. It's right next to Bull Run Golf Course. So it's like 20-25 minutes from my house. It's an easy drive, kind of out in farmland and hinterlands, but it's nice property.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not a golfer like you are, but I like to hook up with my buddies in summer and play some bad golf.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely would welcome that because after we do the show today at noon,
yeah,
nothing on the docket. Can't visit anybody or stay at home order. So luckily, I think it's good weather today.
Let me ask you this. If Hogan lifted that and said, all right, we're going to include golf because it's, you know, it's like exercise, and he opened all the golf courses, how quickly would you get out there and play? Would you try and play a couple times a week, once a week?
I don't know if I would do it a couple times a week. The difference that I have, you've got teenagers at home. I got a three-year-old, so it's a little bit harder. So I would probably say once a week if possible.
You have a teenager who can watch your three-year-old.
That's true, but there are a lot of dynamics there, man.
Okay, all right.
You know, my older kid's only with me half the time, number one. So it would have to be on days that they're here. And when they're here half the time, I don't leave. Like, I don't do other things when my other kids are here.
Are they there this weekend, or are they with the mom?
They're not. They're with their mom this weekend.
Okay.
So they were
all right, so it's just you three
weekend.
This weekend, right?
Yeah.
But, I'm going to take a nice long walk today and then come back and just shoot the S, kill some time, watch some Bloodline, whatever. I mean,
you guys haven't had more social distancing parties in Ashburn?
There was one little one last night. There was only six people, but we were just walking the dog and we saw them. We talked for a little bit, but it wasn't an all night thing.
So I will say, so yesterday was really nice weather minus the wind, and so
that was beautiful.
We have a little downtown area here with a bunch of restaurants. Some of them are fast casual places like Ann Pizza. Some of them are places like Coastal Flats and Paladar and Ted's Bulletin. And then there's on the high end, there's a Ruth's Chris. And generally, if you walk by there, it's a ghost town. Some carry out orders. Because there was nice weather last night, I'm telling you, people aren't following the mandates. My wife and I were kind of bitter because at Paladar, they have an open air bar area.
Mm-hmm.
So it opens to the inside. You know, you can be on the inside, but you can also sit on the outside. And maybe these people were picking up the carry out orders. Mm-hmm. But there appeared to be about four people on bar stools right there at Paladar at that open air bar.
Right. Well, what if
they definitely weren't 6 feet apart?
Okay, I got you. Again, tough to mandate that. We've talked about it a billion times.
And when the weather is nice, people are going to be out on the trails. People are going to be out by lakes. People are going to be walking around. I know that they had to shut down, like, the tennis court in this area, the basketball court, those sort of things, because people are too tempted to do those things.
Right. Well, people are going stir crazy, man. And it's only been 3 weeks. Yeah. If this lasts 3 months, can you imagine what people are going to be doing, what roads they're going to be taking? I mean, people are going to start to get desperate.
Yeah, but you got your golf in, so that's big. And we are going to talk some golf today with Denny McCarthy. He's going to join us at 11. As mentioned, Boog Shambi covers baseball for ESPN, going to be on with us at 10. We got Sean Springs. We'll get his take on the Haskins versus Kyle Allen deal coming up at 10:25. But next, it's our former radio producer, Brett Oliverio. They've gone back-to-back national champions. Sup, dogs? We'll do that next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's JP and Bish coming to you live this Saturday morning on 106.7 The Fan. Junkies representing all weekend. After us, it is Cakes at noon with Chad Dukes. EB's on with Grant Paulson tomorrow at 9. Everybody chipping in during this crazy time. We talked to our pal Brett, former Junkies producer for many, many years on Wednesday. His bar, Sup Dogs. at East Carolina was up for Barstool Best Bar. And for the second year in a row, they're the national champs. Let's talk to Brett right now. What's going on, Brett?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, man. What's going on, bro? Congratulations again. That's incredible. Back to back.
I know. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a crazy night of, you know, people got behind it because there's no sports. So there's nothing competitive to really get behind. So, like, I know the whole athletic program here at ECU, even at UNC, you know, everyone was sort of getting behind us for to win the best bar competition. So,
yeah, my buddy, you know Drew Dudzik. He's a wide receivers coach down there at ECU, a good friend of mine. He's from up here. His mom actually lives right around the corner. But, you know, he's been talking about it. I've been texting back and forth with him. He knew how big of a deal it was. I wanted to ask you, what percentage of the bars that you guys went up against know that you are a former producer and have an entire radio community behind you? I mean, you really do.
Yeah, no. And you guys are huge in promoting it, obviously.
I mean, do they ever reach out to you and say, dude, I mean, how can we beat you? You got a whole radio station behind you.
But, Brett, you still get no tweets from Jason.
I hear that all the time. Literally, people are like, oh, the only reason you're winning is because the junkies in D.C., and that's partially true. You know, especially we're up against Bentley's right there in College Park. So, I mean, they had, like, Scott Van Pelt pushing them. And, you know, for me, I could always count on the junks to – and the junkies' listeners will literally do – whatever you ask them to do, which is amazing. I mean, the loyalty is crazy.
Right, right.
Hey, I wanted to just to take a jab, though, because I think you got no tweets from Jason Bishop, right? Because Jason's not on Twitter. But didn't you, when you were our producer, set up a Twitter account for Jason?
I did. I set up one for Jason. I could probably hunt it down somewhere. I also was the first one to set up Rich Voss's Twitter. When he came in studio one day, he's like, tell me about this Twitter thing. And then I went and set it up for him. But yeah, I can probably find it, Jason, if you
want
to get
on. How did you remember that, JP?
I just remember that he did it. In fact, I just looked at it right now. So I think it's at Lurch Bish. The last tweet is in 2011. You wrote, how's Fairfax today?
I did? No, there's no way I wrote that.
Well, maybe Brett wrote it.
Yeah, Brett.
No, I remember that. I remember that specifically because you asked me, Jason, you were like, hey, tweet this out. And I was there only one tweet? Because I thought a couple, you told
me
to write a couple.
There's a few. Before that, it looks on March 3rd, he just wrote, Charlie Sheen, call into our morning show. I have no idea what that means. Is that yours? Maybe that's somebody else's account.
I can't remember the handle that I set up.
Doesn't matter. Look, the fact of the matter is, what you've accomplished there at Sup Dogs is amazing. Your business is closed right now, much like everybody's. Because of the shutdown and the quarantine. But you are a master marketer, Brett. Can you go through some of the guys who tweeted on your behalf and the porn stars? On the Junkie Show, we were wondering, are these your personal favorites? Like, why did you choose these porn stars?
Well, Carter Cruz, she's a pretty big name. She went to ECU before she got into the porn biz. So that's kind of how, and now she DJs, so that's kind of how we got to know her. And then Maddie O'Reilly. I think I just remember her from like maybe coming to Fantasies or something relating to the show. And then she's from North Carolina. And to me, my thinking was, who has more influence right now than porn stars? Because people are at home. Dudes are at home doing nothing, like, jumping on like OnlyFans and, you know, all sorts of porn sites just because what else is there to do? So my strategy was, let's let Kansas go after all the NBA players who no one really cares about right now. And we're going after porn stars, junk listeners, reality show stars. So that was kind of my thinking with it. But
and your reality stars, they've always been kind of your own personal faves because I did see, I enjoyed it. You got Spencer Pratt in the mix. Spencer Pratt has been your dog from The Hills, right?
Dude, the reaction we got from him, I mean, because The Hills is back on. Like MTV's sort of, you know, the Jersey Shore's back on, The Hills is back on. So, like, college kids are now familiar with these guys again. So they kind of had a resurgence, and I mean, that cost me $100. It was, like, the best $100 ever.
That was only Hunsky? The situation was three times of Spencer Pratt?
Yeah, I mean, they just make up their own price. And then that dude from Tiger King, the Tiger King's husband, Dylan, and I just found him on Instagram and DM'd him, and you know, he's like, I've never done a promo before. I was like, hey, how about 200? And so
I know you beat Kansas in the final. What were the other schools that you beat along the way?
Who do we beat? We beat
Bentley's in the Final Four. That was the Final Four.
So you beat Maryland, you beat Georgia, okay.
I think we beat South Carolina, this huge bar at South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of it comes down to, like, who's pushing. Like, Bentley Scott Van Pelt was pushing them, a bunch of basketball and football teams. So it comes down to, like, who is pushing the local bar. And like,
right, look, I saw Bill Self, though, was tweeting on behalf of Kansas. So Bill Self was in it.
Bill Self was going nuts. The Marlins man, I don't even know how he's related to Kansas, but he was pushing Cole Aldrich. You remember that dude?
Oh, yeah.
He
Former big guy for Kansas.
He was literally, like, beefing with, you know, our customers, like, trash-talking them. Like, people got caught up in it. So,
Brett, just
Rob
to remind
Riggle, you know that comedian Rob Riggle? He's been in, like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was pushing Kansas big time.
Wow.
It's a big name. And we had Mr. Beast. He's, like, one of the biggest YouTube stars in the country. He helped us big time. So,
Brett, just remind us, since we were talking about kind of the Twitter account, what year did you leave us and head to North Carolina to take over your brother's bar?
See, I left the show the day after we got back from the Super Bowl, 2012. So it was, like, February 1st or end of January.
And you built up the business and you expanded to Chapel Hill in what year?
That was 2014.
So you've expanded it. You've got the two bars. You've got East Carolina Sup Dogs just rolling. You've got Doggy Jams every year. Shaq's going to be the DJ this year. But what happens during this time? Like, you're closed. I know that you're taking care of employees. I'll give you some credit. Like, are you selling the T-shirts now? And let listeners know how they can go ahead and get the T-shirts.
Yeah, if you just go on any of the Twitter accounts or Barstool's website, we're selling the national championship T-shirts, and 100% of the profits are going to our staff. So, you know, I got to give Barstool respect for designing, printing all the shirts, handling the back end, and then mailing us all the profits, which is pretty cool. So that's all going to staff. We're still paying staff. I'm going to continue to do it the best I can, but we're opening for takeout and delivery today for the first time. So we'll see how that goes.
Good.
Are
you going to have a limit? You probably have to have a limited menu, right? Because you can't go out and buy all of the items for the entire menu.
No, I think we're good. I talked to our food distributor. I think we're good. We're good on everything.
Okay, good.
He doesn't exactly have, I mean, this is not a shot. He doesn't exactly have the most diverse menu anyway.
Yeah,
it's comfort
true.
Yeah, we're
food.
Not doing, like, fresh, yeah, like, you know, a lot of stuff that's out of stock is, like, eggs and stuff like that. But it's probably just going to be pennies. Who knows if it's even worth opening. It probably
it'll be something.
But,
it'll be something.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was Sup Dogs in Chapel Hill also in the contest?
We weren't, only because we – that school did their own bar contest, and we lost in the finals there to a pretty famous bar called He's Not Here.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was mainly just pushing our ECU location. But, dude, right now, like, if anyone's ever – after this whole coronavirus thing passes, if anyone's ever wanted to own a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
after this passes will be the time. There's going to be tens of thousands of
open spots, right?
Open spots where landlords are going to be begging people to do anything inside the space.
And maybe they'll give a lot of money towards new restaurant owners. You know, maybe they'll give a lot of credit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be, if they have any cash, it'll be a lot of upfit dollars. It'll be, you know, rent abatement. I mean, they're going to be doing anything and everything to put any retail business or restaurant in these spaces. It's going to be, the whole business is just totally upside down and just, I mean, that being said, there's going to be a lot of opportunity if ever anyone's wanted to do it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, commercial real estate is going to get crushed. All these building owners that rent out all of these spaces, it's not just restaurants. My wife works in kind of the boutique fitness game. Those type of places are getting crushed. Imagine if you own, like, a karate shop. you know, you got a bunch of kids that come to your place for karate. You're closed down for a couple months. How's that going to survive?
What if you owned the plaza that the karate shop's in, and then you can't collect the rent or the rental rate you're used to. You can't pay your loan. That affects the banks. I mean, it's a domino.
It's trickle down
disaster.
Yep.
Yeah, it is absolutely huge. Well, look, dude, we brought you on to have a little fun.
Yeah.
You guys won. You were pushing it hard. Thank you to the Tiger King and everybody who pushed it.
Well, I got to think it was you. You guys were huge. The Junkies listeners were going nuts. Like the whole 106.7, the fan staff that I worked with back in the day, like Grant, Danny, Shorts, all the junk. I mean, everyone was pushing it. So I'm incredibly appreciative of you guys.
Did you celebrate?
We wouldn't have won without you.
When you found out you won, did you celebrate?
I made a old fashioned with a $100 bottle of bourbon. So that's kind of how I.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
How's your quarantine buns game?
I mean, it's fine. We always seem to we always get it in. But my dad actually came to stay with us because he sold his house right at the beginning of Corona.
Right.
And so he was going to move into another place in Northern Virginia temporarily, but then, you know, he's older, so he's in his 70s. So he came to stay here, just to, you know, make sure he's taken care of during the coronavirus. So he's for the next, whatever, a couple months, he's going to be here with us. But,
what's he do? Does he go out and just take walks, or do you have a dog?
No dog. We go out and take walks, and you know, what can you do? Just watching Ozark. I mean,
right,
not
right.
much to do. A lot of business. A lot of my time was this Best Bar stuff. And like, see, if we would have won, we would have won the national championship Best Bar last night. And then today was supposed to be the day that Shaq came to DJ our big music event. So it would have been just an amazing weekend. But
well, here's
it is
the thing.
What it is.
Here's the thing. You've built up an empire there. Congratulations. And all those things will come back. And you are poised to bounce back. That's the thing. Some businesses are not going to come back. Some businesses are going to be gone. It's going to be different. Like you said, there's going to be reverberations because of the economic impact of everything. But you've built up something special there. And I know your brother would be proud. Your family's proud. We're proud of you, man. It's really awesome.
Thank you. And look, the support from you guys and your listeners and just 106.7, the fan community. I mean, what people should understand is that people that work at the fan are genuinely good people. I mean, from you guys to everyone behind the scenes, I mean, these are just good dudes, and the support is not to be cheesy, but the support's awesome and means a lot to me and my family.
And go out and get the T-shirt. We just retweeted it at Junks Radio, at Glass Joe JP. There's a link there to get the back-to-back champion Sup Dogs T-shirt. Are they all purple?
Yeah, all purple, kind of light purple for ECU. They're kind of unisex sizing, have the Barstool logo, so they're pretty cool. Limited edition, so they're going to go fast.
And it says back-to-back national champions?
Yeah, it says back-to-back national champions. It's a pretty sweet tee. I'll send you guys one if you want one.
Absolutely.
All right, awesome. Brett, good stuff, man. Thanks a lot for joining us this Saturday morning as we're doing overtime.
Right,
can you imagine this?
Stay in touch, bro.
Jason is working overtime.
Dude, you know,
for free, working for free.
Wow.
Working overtime is one thing.
Right? Just how long is it going to go for? Just till this to be determined?
To be determined.
No idea, bro. No idea.
I mean, to be honest, we don't want to get all into it, but there are a lot of people in the radio game a lot less fortunate than us. And
we'd
prefer it. Look, we like those guys that do the weekends normally. We like those guys.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, those decisions come from up
high. I'd rather them be doing it.
Yeah.
Dude, you just got to adapt and evolve and grind it out.
That's what we're doing. Hopefully this ends sooner than later. Jason Bishop is
working overtime, and years ago you had an orange or grapefruit thrown at you because he wanted to leave the show early.
Hey, he's got it in him. He'll grind.
By the way, for the listeners who have no idea what we're talking about, it was probably right before the last segment of the show. Brett was the producer running the board, and I had a tea time, I don't know, call it 10:45, so I wanted to leave a little early. I think we had an interview planned for that final segment, and I said, dude, can I just roll out early? They're just going to ask all the questions, and it'll be all good. And you said no, And I got bitter, and I had two oranges that I hadn't eaten yet, and I threw both oranges at you. I said, F you, and I threw the oranges at you.
But look, that goes to show how close we were, because in the next day, or even later that day, nobody cared.
I know.
So, I mean, it was close-knit group.
Well,
so,
at the end of the day, you were right. I was wrong. I shouldn't have asked to leave early, but, you know.
Yeah.
I had to get out to the tee time, first tee box, bro.
And you, and by the way, you did leave, right? You didn't stay. You did leave, Jason, right?
I had no say in stopping him.
I think right. I think I stayed.
You did?
I think so. Yeah. I think he guilted me into it.
I think I was just like, "Come on, man, that's a show." And you're like,
"I know,
what? I know.
It's a show." All right, bro.
Those are the good old days, man. Good old days.
I know. Well, thank you guys. I really, really appreciate it.
All right, that's our pal Brett. Runs Sup Dogs. You want to support him because his business isn't open. I guess they're going to open for carryout. Buy a t-shirt. Back-to-back national champions, man. That's a great accomplishment for Brett and Sup Dogs down at East Carolina. All right, coming up a little bit later in the show, we got Book Shambi. He's going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little baseball with him, see what's happening in the world of baseball. At 10:25, Sean Springs is going to join us. He's tight with Dwayne Haskins. We'll get his take on what the Kyle Allen addition means, if Dwayne Haskins is in trouble in terms of having the starting job, if he could lose that, which is what D'Angelo Hall said. So we'll talk to Sean Springs at 10:25 right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. It's Bish and JP from the Junkies this Saturday morning on 106.7 The Fan. I actually got a packed show. Book Shambi's going to join us at 10. We got Sean Springs at 10:25 on the Redskins quarterback situation.
You might want to call him just to make sure he knows.
I know.
Remind him.
Always worried about it, but I did text him yesterday. So
all right, we'll text him
again. I actually, before we booked Brett, we booked Brett after they won the championship. The voting ended at 7, and they revealed it at 8 o'clock last night. And then I texted Brett and said, hey, do you want to come on? But before that, I gave Sean the option. I said, here are a couple slots. He, of course, chose the latest slot. Because 11 o'clock, we got Danny McCarthy.
Right.
And I think we're actually going to hear from your boy Vinny Carbone later in the show, too.
Yeah, 11:40.
Owns a couple of Subways out by where you live.
Correct. By the way, Danny McCarthy, number one in strokes gained putting, which is kind of a statistical metric in golf that they use that's been around for a few years. Number one on tour in 2019, so last year, in strokes gained putting. He was the best putter in the world, essentially, last year. And young player and really good dude. So we'll get his take on everything that's happened and how it's affected his sport.
So we got a lot going on. If you want to chime in, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Kind of wondering what you're doing on the weekend. You can check in with us, 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Jason likes to call it his vibe machine.
Yeah,
standard
send me a text,
data
man.
Charges may apply.
Few people have been texting me, asking me how we're doing and how they're passing the time, how we're passing the time. So just hit me up, 800-636-1067. I'll get back to you.
Wanted to give a quick shout out to a Junkies listener who's been kind of a friend of the show through gift cards. My guy Scott Burness over at Chopped in downtown Crown, they closed their doors. 6 years they were around and closed their doors. He actually just sent over a tweet and said they'll be back. It's a difficult time. They'll be back. But he's hooked us a couple times with some gift cards.
Right.
I saw him like 10 days ago, maybe a week ago when I was out for a walk and they were still doing curbside and carry out. But it's just a tough time for businesses. I got another buddy who you know that is high up with Potbelly.
Right.
And he sent
John
me this
Becker,
text
yep.
And he was going through three or four different places and how many places have closed. Maybe closed a bunch of their restaurants or laid off 75% of their employees, executives asked to go with no bonuses, pay cuts, all that. I mean, it's just a tough time. Think about it. We park at Homewood Suites a couple weeks ago. Now, you haven't been there in, 3 weeks or so? Because you've been doing it remotely for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the last junkie standing at 1015 Half Street in D.C. So I've been remote for 2 weeks. I believe 2 weeks ago, they still did have one valet per shift. So
right.
They had cut down on the valets. But the valet told me that they had 10 people in the hotel.
Right.
10. Not 10 rooms. 10 people.
Correct. It's incredible.
And that's a 10-story, 12-story hotel right there by Nat Stadium. Think about it. When we talked to your buddy Matt Carlin last week from Circa, he was talking about all the business that the baseball games generate. Just think of all of that business that is gone right now.
It's amazing to think about how the Dow was at an all-time high. The stock market was at an all-time high, over 29,000. You know, all these businesses were doing great. Restaurants were doing great. We had professional sports still up and running, college sports with the NCAA tournament and the conference tournaments were getting ready to start. And then at the drop of a dime, this virus completely shut down the world. At the drop of a – I mean, it happened literally overnight. And the only positive way to think about it, for me anyway, is at some point life's going to get back to normal. Now, maybe normal changes, all right, than what we're used to. But at some point, people are going to be able to go back and go out to restaurants and sports will be back. So I understand that a lot of these people are getting laid off now and these places are being shut down. But eventually, they're going to be able to come back. Now, hopefully, the people that we know can all come back and get back to normal. But when people are out, you know, walking around the streets of whatever city they're in, they're going to have to eat something. So let's hope that all those restaurants can come back.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to come back as fast as you think.
Might not.
Because if a ton of people are unemployed for weeks or months, they're not going to have the money to just all of a sudden go out all the time.
True.
And a lot of these restaurants, I know that Brett, who we just had on the show, told us a few days ago that the restaurant association said 75% of these restaurants are going to close and never come back because they just can't survive being out of business for a couple of months. And I would think the same thing for hotels. I was thinking about this. In a couple of years, when Isabella's five or six, we were going to probably go to Disney World. It's just one of those things you do. Like, I'm sure you took your kids mm-hmm. when they were younger to Disney at one point, right?
Yep.
So
just
Disney
once.
World, how much does Disney generate probably each day? Got to be millions of dollars, right? They're losing sure. on that day after day after day. And when is a place like Disney going to be able to reopen? And when they do, how many people are economically going to be able to afford that? And how many people are going to feel comfortable to go out there where masses of people stand in lines right on top of each other?
Time heals all wounds, JP. It's the way I look at it. I'm not saying it's going to turn around as quickly as it shut down, but you know it's going to take months, if not years. But time heals all wounds. Once this is beyond us, we'll get back to normal at some point. Now it might take until 2021, but and hopefully earlier. But let's just think of it that way.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. You can text us, same number on that Thompson Creek Windows text machine. I did find it somewhat interesting. So last night I did pop on the NBA 2K for a few minutes. I did not find it that entertaining. I was actually surprised because I played that game with my son.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much crushes me all the time. That I didn't think the guys were any better. I figured they were going to find guys that were like really good gamers.
Right.
And
so who won it?
I have no idea who won it. I just know that I saw like Kevin Durant, and I was like, he doesn't look like any better than me at this game. Like he would just have, I think he was playing with the Clippers. I don't know how they got assigned the teams, but he just would just have Kawhi Leonard just dribble right down the court and was getting it stolen. He wasn't like passing it around with any sort of ball movement.
Right.
He just looked like a regular donk on a controller.
But
he wasn't
talking
that much
in the headset. They were able to talk to each other, right? Talking yes. smack to each other, correct?
Yes, I think yeah. Patrick Beverley was one of the players.
They
said
that
he talked a lot.
Yeah,
but I did also see it was Zach LaVine against DeAndre Ayton. I saw a few minutes of that. They were kind of boring. I really don't care about these guys.
Shocker.
But I wanted to say there was a story about Giannis. So Giannis was probably going to win the MVP this year. If not, he would have finished second to LeBron James. I don't know if Giannis lives in an apartment complex, but he says he has no access to a hoop.
That's
so he can't
said,
even
yep.
practice basketball during all this time.
I'm just trying to read the story to see exactly where he lives.
I'm sure he probably lives in a penthouse or something like that.
Right, but I mean, is he in Milwaukee right now, or did he go back? Did he go out of the country? Where is he?
I'm sure he's still in the States? Milwaukee because they're, I think they were supposed to be ready to go back to the NBA season if there ever is an NBA season. I read another story about how his coach.
Yeah.
is preparing for the playoffs as if they are going to have playoffs. Frank Vogel is doing the same thing. Like he's told his staff to prep for possible opponents. So they're doing kind of the behind the scenes stuff, but
it's not
many of
happen.
These players can't shoot.
Right. Right. They haven't worked out for weeks. It's not going to happen. I mean, I know that Adam Silver, you know, a couple of days ago or maybe last week said, you know, we're kind of targeting this date to get underway and maybe we'll just start the playoffs right away. I don't think it's going to happen because life's not going to get back to normal where unless they're going to play in some random city with no fans, which I don't see. But maybe they will just to get the games on TV and get the money. But I just don't see it happening, man. I think that they're going to just shut it down for the rest of the year and they'll be back at it in the fall to start the new season.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Matt is in California. Matt, you're on with JP and Bish on The Fan. Good morning.
Hey, guys. It is great to hear your voice. I think it's left unsaid is the job that you all are doing and keeping us positive and happy, and I just want to let you all know I appreciate it. And, you know, with all that's going on, I have one quick question. It just occurred to me, when the NHL does get started again, how do we have these rinks open in June and July and, you know, talk about the NBA season wrapping up? I hate to see the NHL do the same thing, but I did want to let you all know that I think that our region in particular will come back stronger than ever. And, again, I appreciate the work that you and particularly the staff are showing up, screening the calls, doing the yeoman's work. You guys do a great job, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you, bro.
Let's go to Mary Ellen. Our friend Mary Ellen, Jason, is on with us.
Mary Ellen, hey guys. What's up?
Good morning.
I'm just down the road from you, Jason.
I know you are. You're in Ashburn.
We're neighbors. So, no, I just wanted to thank you guys for what you do because I swear if you guys weren't on, I think my family thinks you guys are like my friends because I talk about the junkies all the time. Like, yeah, the junkie said this morning, and, you know, I keep quoting you guys like you're like these big stars. Well, you are. You know, because you filled a big void in my life with talking about sports. Because I'm beside myself. I can't handle not having sports. This is killing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is your number one sport? I know you're a big Redskins fan, right?
But yeah, I'm a huge Redskins fan. Football is number one always.
Football is number one. Would you have been like at the Nats home opener the other day?
Would have loved to. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the Nats. I mean, I totally love baseball. I'm just a You know, I had four big brothers, and if they wanted to know something about sports, they were like, where's Mary Ellen? But because I interned for Glenn Brenner when I was – because that's what I was going to be, as a sportscaster, and I ended up doing engineering. So, you know, Dad paid for a good four years of college for that. So,
where do you live exactly in Ashburn? Not
the farm.
I don't need the street, but are you Ashburn Farm? I got you.
Yeah.
Yep, you're but, not that far from me at all.
Well, Mary Ellen, we thank you for hanging with us. Of course, Cakes is going to be on at noon with Chad Dukes. Evie's going to be on with Grant Paulson at 9 tomorrow. We appreciate you always supporting the station. Hang in there. Hopefully sports will come back sooner than we think.
Yep, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Mary Ellen, longtime Junkies listener. All right, we got Bukshambi next, right, Jason?
Correcto. Bukshambi calls baseball and calls college basketball for ESPN. Good friend of the show.
All right, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.